Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya De Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the Vedic scriptures, we hear that there are three different types of sound.
U vedskim pisima saznajemo da postoje tri različite vrste zvukova.
Vaikarika, Pashyanti and Paranada. Vaikarika refers to the sound which is produced either by a voice or by objects which come together like this pair of cartels.
Vaikarika je prva vrsta zvuka i on dolazi od glasa ili dodirom predmeta kao što su ove karatale.
Yes. This is gross sound.
To je grubi zvuk
which can be picked up by the ear membrane and from there translated into some sort of meaning into our brain.
I taj zvuk se prima na bubniću, na membrani i nakon toga se dalje prenosi na neki način do svog i nastaje značenje.
The second type of sound, Pashyanti sound, is an internal sound.
Druga vrsta je Pashyanti zvuk ili unutarnji zvuk.
Today as I was chanting my rounds at the Adriatic Ocean, all of a sudden I had an experience of this Pashyanti sound. I heard song and the musical instruments in our Krishna Balaram temple, but it was internal. I heard one of my favorable melodies.
Druga vrsta zvuka je Pashyanti i danas dok sam mantrao na obali Jadranskog mora, imao sam jedno takvo iskustvo u kojem sam za vrijeme mantranja čuo zapravo zvukove i melodije iz Krishna Balaram mandira u Vrindavanu. To je bila jedna od mojih omiljenih melodija.
This Pashyanti sound, I think every one of you has experienced when you go through the town and all of a sudden you hear a music but there is no orchestra around. The orchestra is in your heart.
Mislim da svi imate tu vrstu iskustva kad hodate gradom i odjednom začujete muziku, ali zapravo nigde uokolo nema nikakvog orkestra.
Yes, it's in the heart, the orchestra.
Taj orkestar je u srcu.
Yes. Or in dreams you can hear some sort of music. It is not outside, it is inside.
Ili za vrijeme snova možete čuti neku vrstu muzike. To ne dolazi izvana, već iznutra.
In the Pashyanti sound, this is interesting, often the hearing is accompanied by seeing a certain picture.
U prilikom tog Pashyanti zvuka, što je vrlo zanimljivo, često se događa da osim tog unutarnjeg zvuka mi vidimo i neku određenu sliku.
Like when I was hearing the temple music today at the Adriatic coast, I was seeing actually a temple inside.
Tako dok sam danas za vrijeme mantranja čuo tu muziku iz Krishna Balaram mandira u Vrindavanu, ja sam zapravo mogao i vidjeti sliku tog hrama.
Now the third type of sound is called the Paranada or transcendental sound.
Treća vrsta zvuka naziva se paranada ili transcendentalni zvuk.
And here a very important factor has to be seen.
I ovdje moramo uočiti jedan vrlo važan čimbenik.
Here the sound is not different from what it is refers to.
U tom zvuku sam zvuk se ne razlikuje od onoga na što se taj zvuk odnosi.
In this world we don't know this.
U ovom svijetu mi to ne poznajemo.
When I'm thirsty and I say the word water, I do not experience the liquid of water which quenches my thirst.
Ukoliko sam žedan i izgovorim riječ voda, ja ne mogu osjetiti tu tekućinu koja gasi žeđ.
But transcendental sound, if it is transcendental, carries the thing, the person or the thing it is related to.
No transcendentalan zvuk, ukoliko je doista transcendentalan, ona donosi osobu ili predmet na koju se odnosi.
Of all transcendental sounds, the name of God is the most powerful.
Od svih transcendentalnih zvukova ime Boga je najmoćnije.
When you chant the name of Krishna or other names of God, then from this name Krishna can appear in your lives.
I kada pjevate ime Krishna ili neko drugo ime Boga, tada se doista Krishna pojavljuje u vašem životu.
Srila Prabhupada used to say that when you chant, there will be a stage when Krishna will dance on your tongue and he will stand next to you and say, this is how I am, look at me.
Srila Prabhupada kaže da ukoliko doista mantramo Hare Krishna Maha mantru, gospodin će početi plesati na našem jeziku i on će u jednom trenutku stati kraj nas i reći nam, evo ovakav sam.
Yes, evo ovako sam.
Ovako.
Yes, almost. So here we can see a distinction between the spiritual practice of Krishna consciousness and a religious practice.
Ovdje možemo primijetiti razliku između duhovne prakse svjesnosti Krišne i religiozne prakse.
A religious practice is done to reach a goal.
Religiozna praksa se obavlja da bi se dostigao neki cilj.
I would always pray in my evening prayers when I was a Christian, oh dear God, please forgive my innumerable mistakes and give me a safe way to the heaven.
Dok sam bio mlad, onda sam se molio kao kršćanin Bogu i govorio sam, o Bože, molim te oprosti mi bezbrojne pogreške i dozvoli mi da se vratim u raj, da dođem u raj.
In the spiritual practice, the put is identical with the goal.
No, u duhovnoj praksi put je jednak cilju.
Have you ever heard this almost paradoxically sounding sentence? The way is the goal. Have you ever heard it?
Da li ste ikada čuli pogotovo paradoksalnu izjavu, cilj je put.
When this relates,
put je cilj.
When this relates to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, it is mysteriously true, and I will tell you a little story to illustrate my point.
I kada se ta izjava odnosi na Hare Krishna, na mantranje Hare Krishna mantre, tada je ta izjava doista točna. Ispričat ću vam jednu priču koja se u svezi s tim.
Once there was a beggar.
Jednom bio jedan prosjek.
He had the great desire to see gold.
Imao je veliku želju da vidi zlato.
And he went to the king and asked him, can you please show me gold?
I došao do kralja i rekao mu, molim te, pokaži mi zlato.
The king, who saw that this beggar had a good character, said to him, yes, you walk up this staircase and at the end there is a door. Please open it and whatever you will see behind the door, that is gold.
I kralj je vidio, ova osoba ima dobar karakter i rekao mu je, u redu, kreni ovim stepenicama i kad dođeš na vrh vidit ćeš vrata. Kad otvoriš vrata, sve što vidiš unutra je zlato.
And he, when he opened the door at the end of the staircase, he looked into the royal treasury.
I doista ta osoba se popela u stepenice, otvorila vrata i vidjela kraljevsku riznicu.
There were vases made of gold and bowls, but also a lot of coins and even a pair of gold karata.
I tu su bile zlatne vaze, razne kugle, zlatnici, pa čak i zlatne karata.
Now when he was looking, he began to think, wait a minute, the staircase which I have taken to come to see the gold, wasn't that also gold?
A on je zastao i pomislio, pa zar ove stepenice kojima sam se popeo da bih vidio zlato, zar nisu i one od zlata?
And he went back and looked at the stepnica and he saw, yes, the way is the gold, the staircase is also gold.
I okrenuo se, pogledao stepenice i vidio je da put je bio i cilj. Stepenice su bile od zlata.
But he had not recognized it when he had not yet reached the goal.
Ali on to nije mogao prepoznati sve dok nije dostigao cilj.
So we are in much the same situation.
I mi smo u mnogome u sličnoj situaciji.
Chanting Hare Krishna, that brings us Krishna.
Mantranje Hare Krishna nam dovodi Krishna.
Or to be more precise, the holy name is identical with God.
Ili da budemo precizni, sveto ime je jednako Bogu.
But because we are not yet so far on our stepnica and we may not have opened the door, we don't realize it.
No budući da nismo još se dovoljno visoko popeli na našim stepenicama i nismo još otvorili vrata, mi to ne shvaćamo.
During the perfectional state of chanting Hare Krishna, we will see as soon as we chant Krishna's name, Krishna's there. We will see him like that.
I na savršenom stadiju mantranja mi ćemo vidjeti čim izgovorimo ime Krishna, Krishna je sa nama.
Okay, but we are not all on the perfectional state. Let us ask ourselves the question now, what happens on my state when I chant the Hare Krishna mantra properly?
No, u redu, mi nismo svi na savršenom nivou. Pitamo se sada, a što se događa na mom nivou na kojem ja mantram Hare Krishna?
When you chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, your heart will experience a transformation.
Kada mantrate Hare Krishna Maha mantru, vaše srce će proći kroz promjenu.
I want to give you a little surprising information. This Vedic culture is not for information, it is for transformation.
Moram vam dati zanimljivu izjavu. Vedska kultura nije za informiranje, već za transformiranje.
Transformiranje, yes. In other words, and how is this transformation coming about? Mostly by chanting the sacred mantra, of the Hare Krishna mantra.
I kako se ta transformacija odvija? Uglavnom pjevanjem Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
Transformation is a word which many of us have thought about.
Transformacija je riječ o kojoj smo mnogi od nas već razmišljali.
Most of us wish this to happen very much in our lives.
Mnogi od nas to žele da se dogodi u našim životima.
And some of us are frustrated when we see that despite our practice, it does not really happen as much as we have expected it to happen.
A neki od nas su čak i razočarani kada vide da usprkos duhovnoj praksi ta promjena nije onakva kakvu smo očekivali.
Since transformation is so important for a spiritual minded person, let us ask the question, what really happens in transformation?
I budući da je ta transformacija tako važna za duhovno usmjerenu osobu, hajde da pogledamo što se doista događa tijekom te transformacije.
Transformation actually means is not something mystical, it means that your karma is changed.
Transformacija zapravo nije ništa mistično, to zapravo znači da se vaša karma mijenja.
To understand karma better, we have to understand the two types of karma.
Da bismo bolje razumjeli karmu, moramo znati da postoje dvije vrste karme.
One is the karma which is manifested.
Jedna vrsta je ona koja je već manifestirana.
To be very practical and concise, my present physical body with all its weaknesses and all its strengths is nothing than manifested karma.
Da budem konkretan, na primjer, ovo moje tijelo sa svim svojim prednostima i nedostacima je zapravo manifestirana karma.
If I'm not too private, I will tell you some secrets about karma.
Nadam se da neću biti previše privatan ako vam kažem nekoliko tajni o karmi.
It is said when you have very coarse veins in your body, this most probably meant that in your previous lifetime you had an excessive sex life, and as a karmic reaction of taking too much, going too much in the world of physical beauty and sense enjoyment, you are now not, you are a little defigured.
Rečeno je da su varikozne vene zapravo rezultat pretjeranog seksualnog uživanja u prošlom životu. I tako na taj način zbog pretjeranog osjetilnog uživanja zapravo postajemo nagrđeni.
Or if a person has for a long period of time a bad smelling breath.
I ukoliko neka osoba ima kroz duže vrijeme zadah iz ustiju,
it means that in his previous life most properly he has talked very bad about other people.
To znači da u prošlom životu vrlo vjerojatno govorio ružne stvari o drugim ljudima.
We all have sometimes a bad breath. That's not a problem. But when it's for a long, long period, and when it's really like 10,000 rotten fishes, then you know this is.
Svi ponekad imamo zadah iz ustiju, no ako neko to ima kroz dugo vremena i ako to doista zaudara kao 10,000 trulih riba, to je.
Then this is a karmic reaction.
Tada je to karmička reakcija. So,
no matter if we are prepared to believe the Vedic scriptures to such an extent as I have just told you, the Vedic body, the present body which I have, and this we can understand, is manifested karma. I can't do much about it.
Bez obzira da li vjerujemo u vedske spise do te mjere, kao što sam ove detalje pisao, ipak je činjenica da ovo tijelo koje sada imam je rezultat moje manifestirane karme i ja ne mogu tu mnogo učiniti.
For instance, our translator this evening has glasses that indicates a not brilliant eyesight. This is a manifestation of karma.
Na primjer, večerašnji prevodioc nosi naočale i to može pokazati da nema baš savršen vid i to je na neki način manifestirana karma.
But then there is also the karma which is not yet manifested, or which we can describe to be as yet coming. It is still coming. It has not come yet.
A druga vrsta karme je dakle ona karma koja se još nije manifestirala. Ona tek dolazi.
To give an example, some of you might in the future become a very well-known entertainer or even a well-known murderer.
Da budemo konkretni, možda neko od vas u budućnosti može biti vrlo poznati zabavljač ili čak vrlo poznati ubojica.
I'm sorry to make the point clear, I'm talking a little in extremes, I know.
Da bih pojasnio stvari, da govorim u ekstremima.
I wanted to show there is something which in all of our lives which we cannot see at this present moment, but which will come.
Želim ukazati da postoje neke stvari koje u ovom trenutku ne vidimo u našim životima, ali one će doći.
And this is called the unmanifested or aparapta karma.
I to se naziva nemanifestirana ili aparapta karma.
Let me summarize.
Dozvolite da sažmem.
A person's life is composed of the manifest karma.
Život osobe sastoji se od manifestirane karme.
And that what is still unmanifest, what is yet to come.
I onoga što još nije manifestirano, što će tek doći.
Transformation means that these two things are changed.
Transformacija znači da se te dvije stvari mijenjaju.
The Vedic scriptures give the example of a famous murderer called Valmiki. His name before was Dasharatnaka.
Vedski spisi daju primjer poznatog ubojice koji se zvao Dasharatnaka.
He was a terrible man.
On je bio užasan čovjek.
I do not believe that the famous American murderer Babyface Nelson, who murdered 75 innocent women, was as bad as Dasharatnaka.
Ne mislim da je najpoznatiji američki ubojica Babyface
Nelson.
Nelson koji je ubio 75 žena bio gori od Dasha Ratnake.
Dasha Ratnaka was scrupulous, unscrupulous.
Dasha Ratnaka je bio beskrupulozan.
He was a killer who was fond of killing and torturing.
On je bio ubojica koji je uživao u ubijanju i mučenju.
By some good fortune he met a monk whom he wanted to kill.
I nekom dobrom srećom on je sreo svećenika kojeg je želio ubiti.
But the monk said to him, "Uno momento, have you thought about the consequences of your bad activities or the bad karma?"
Ali svećenik mu je rekao, "Samo trenutak, zar si, jesi li razmišljao o posljedicama koje dolaze zbog ovih aktivnosti?"
And he gave Dasha Ratna a little, by his mystical potency, he gave him a glimpse into his own future, Dasha Ratna's future.
I taj svećenik je svojim mističnim moćima na trenutak dao uvid u budućnost Dasha Ratnake.
No, I have not thought about the consequences. How can I become free of these consequences, this unmanifested karma?
Dasha Ratnaka je rekao, ne, nisam razmišljao o ovim posljedicama. Kako se mogu osloboditi te nemanifestirane karme?
The saint whose name was Narada Muni said, listen, you have to chant the names of God.
Svetac koji je bio Narada Muni rekao je, slušaj, trebaš pjevati imena Boga.
This name is transcendental sound vibration.
To ime je transcendentalna zvučna vibracija.
It is identical with God.
Ona je istovjetna s Bogom.
Please chant.
Molim te, pjevaj.
Dasha Ratnaka said, I'm a killer. I can't sit down and chant. This is not possible.
A Dasha Ratnaka je rekao, ali ja sam ubojica. To nije moguće da sjednem i mantram.
Be practical.
Budi praktičan. A onda je Narada Muni došao na ideju.
He said, you are very fond of death, isn't it, mother?
Rekao je, tebi je vrlo bliska smrt, zar ne, ubojico?
Well, I have a lot to do with death, it's my business here, the murderer said.
A ubojica je rekao, da, doista, ja imam mnogo toga sa smrću.
Then why don't you chant the name of death to maybe get some mercy from death?
Onda mu je Narada rekao, ajde, pjevaj onda ime smrti, da možda dobiš neki blagoslov.
All right, I'm a black man, that I can do.
On je rekao, u redu, ja sam crni čovjek, ja to mogu raditi.
I can do a death meditation, not a God meditation.
Mogu meditirati na smrt, ali ne na Boga.
So Narada Muni gave him the name of death called Mara. Yes.
I Narada Muni mu je dao ime, ime smrti, i to je bilo Mara.
So this murderer sat down and chanted Mara, 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 mara.
Tako je ubojica sjedio i počeo mantrati.
You follow when you say mara, 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 it will become Rama, Rama. There's no other possibility.
Tada postaje Rama, nema druge mogućnosti.
He was tricked.
On je bio prevaren.
Enchanting the names of Rama.
I tako je mantrao imena Rame.
And it was a year later when Narada Muni came back to visit his unusual disciple.
I nakon godinu dana Narada Muni je došao posjetiti svog neobičajenog učenika.
And as the story goes, it is an ancient story. He saw an ant hill, and from underneath the ant hill he heard the Rama, 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 Rama sound.
I drevna priča kaže da je on ugledao jedan veliki mravinjak iz kojeg je začeo zvuk Rama, 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 Rama.
Narada Muni said, Dasha Ratnaka, come, I want to see you.
A onda je Narada Muni rekao, Dasha Ratnaka, dođi, želim te vidjeti.
And Dasha Ratnaka came out of the ant hill and said, here I am, I have received a transformation. really different.
Dasharatnaka je izronio iz tog mravinjaka i rekao, evo me, osjećam da sam doživio transformaciju.
I have no desire to kill any longer.
Više nemam želju da ubijam.
This karma is over.
Ta karma je završila.
Now give me something else to do, please.
A sada je molim te daj nešto drugo da radim.
And Narada Muni told him, I think because you have chanted the name of Ram, you should write down the history of Ram.
I Narada Muni je rekao, budući da si mantrao imena Rame, mislim da bi bilo najbolje da zapišeš povijest Rame, Ramachandra.
So the killer became an author of a transcendental literature which I believe you have heard about. It is Rama, the Ramayana.
I taj ubojica je zapravo postao autor transcendentalne literature za koju vjerujem da ste svi čuli. To radi se o Ramayanu.
This was an example.
I to je bio primjer.
An example how someone's life changed by chanting the name of God.
To je bio primjer kako se nečiji život promijenio pjevanjem imena Boga.
Or to tell it more philosophically, how his parapta, that is his manifested karma, and his aparapta, his unmanifested karma, changed by the potency of the holy name.
A da budemo precizni, možemo reći da se njegova manifestirana ili prarabda karma promijenila kao i njegova nemanifestirana ili aprarabda karma, i to se pomoću snage svetog imena.
Yes, we can see in our movement that those who have taken seriously to chanting Hare Krishna have also changed.
Možemo vidjeti u našem pokretu da su oni koji su se ozbiljno prihvatili mantranje svetog imena se također promijenili.
Yes. I have seen, for instance, a famous rock, a well-known rock singer from Split, who decided to give up the career in of rock and roll music just by chanting, because he thought, this is my karmic life, I do not wish to participate any longer in it.
Ja poznam jednog prilično poznatog pjevača iz Splita koji je odustao od svoje rock and roll karijere zato što je shvatio, to je moja karma i više ne želim imati s tim posla.
Yes. In Zagreb I visited a dentist who has become a spiritual dentist.
A u Zagrebu sam posjetio zubara koji je postao duhovni zubar samo pomoću mantranja.
That means the dentist has not the same interest as before.
To znači da taj zubar više nema isti interes kao prije.
It was a very non-violent dentist. Yes.
To je vrlo nenasilni zubar.
So we could give many examples of our devotees, present day examples, not old time examples, that this changing of karma has been seen.
Možemo dati mnogo primjera, i to ne iz nekih davnih vremena, već iz današnjih vremena, kako se karma njihova promijenila.
I think several of our guests today have also experienced something of this effect of the holy name.
I vjerujem da i neki od naših gostiju imaju također iskustvo tog efekta svetog imena.
But see, the most important effect of chanting the holy name is not changing the karma.
No vidite, najvažniji aspekt efekt svetog imena nije promjena karme.
The most important effect is releasing prema.
Najvažniji efekt pjevanja svetog imena je dostizanje preme.
What is prema?
Što je prema?
This is the love of God which is hidden in everyone's heart.
To je ljubav prema Bogu koja je sakrivena u svačijem srcu.
See, we all have this ecstatic love of Krishna in our heart. It is natural to the soul.
Vidite, mi svi imamo tu ekstatičnu ljubav prema Krišni u srcu, i to je prirodno za dušu.
But when we come into the material world, this love becomes diverted to material objects.
No kada dođe u materijalni svijet, onda ta ljubav postaje preusmjerena na materijalne objekte.
When the love of Krishna comes in contact with lusty feelings, the feelings to enjoy another body, I wanted to say, then it becomes love.
I kada ljubav prema Bogu se počinje miješati sa željom da uživamo u drugim tijelima, tada ona postaje požuda.
People today say lust is love, but that is not true. They have no idea what they are speaking about. Unfortunately.
Ljudi danas govore požuda je ljubav, no oni ne znaju, nažalost ne znaju o čemu govore i ne znaju što je ljubav.
Love is a pure thing.
Ljubav je čista stvar.
It is ecstatic.
I ekstatična.
Never ending, unconditional.
Beskrajna i bezuvjetna.
And it's directed all the thoughts to God.
I uvijek je usmjerena prema Bogu.
But when that becomes diverted, it becomes love.
No kada postane preusmjerena, onda ona se pretvara u požudu.
When it becomes diverted by the desire to possess money, it becomes greed.
Kada biva preusmjerena željom za posjedovanjem novca, tada ona postaje pohlepa.
Or when this love of Godhead becomes diverted to helping other human being, it becomes compassion.
I kada ta ljubav prema Bogu biva preusmjerena željom za pomaganjem drugim živim bićima, tada se ona pretvara u samilost.
Yes, samilost, yes. Whatever the love of God becomes, even if it is diverted, it is still the most powerful thing which we experience.
Što god to bilo, kada je preusmjerena ta ljubav prema Bogu, kada je preusmjerena na bilo koji način, ona je i dalje najintenzivnije što možemo osjetiti u ovom svijetu.
Soon springtime arrives in Dubrovnik and many thousands of people will fall in love.
Uskoro proljeće dolazi u Dubrovnik i mnogi tisuće ljudi će se zaljubiti.
Yes, they will spend much money for this.
Oni će potrošiti mnogo novca u tu svrhu.
The tourists will come and bring with them their love partners. And there will be a lot of economic rise. Good for the economy.
Mnogi turisti će doći zajedno sa svojim ljubavnim partnerima i to će djelovati na povoljno na ekonomiju Dubrovnika.
Many very big businessmen will come to make business because they are motivated by greed.
Mnogi veliki poslovni ljudi doći će da bi poslovali, ostvarili neke poslove zbog toga što su motivirani pohlepom.
And people will spend millions of marks to help the fellow human beings.
A ljudi će potrošiti milione maraka da bi pomogli drugim ljudima.
Yes, love is always a very strong driving force.
Ljubav je uvijek vrlo snažna pokretačka sila.
And when we free this love, it is love of God.
A kada oslobodimo tu ljubav, ona postaje ljubav prema Bogu.
It will connect us with the Supreme.
Ona će nas povezati sa Svevišnjim.
And will reveal our original spiritual identity and relationship with Krishna.
Ona će nam razotkriti naš izvorni duhovni identitet i odnos s Krišnom.
So when we speak of the transformation of the heart, we as spiritual, we don't think so much of karma, although that is also important.
Tako da kada govorimo o transformaciji u duhovnom životu, mi ne mislimo toliko na promjenu karme, iako i to je važno.
What is most important for us is to free the prisoner of our love.
Ono što je najvažnije za nas je da oslobodimo zatočenika naše ljubavi.
So that it can go and embrace the lotus feet.
Tako da može otići i zagrliti lotosova stopala Krišna.
Then love is free.
I tada je ljubav slobodna.
Slobodan for the ljubav.
Slobodan za ljubav.
That is what the spiritual movement is all about.
I to je ono što je bit ovog duhovnog pokreta.
Now, in ending my little class today, I would like to give you a few tips how this can come about faster.
I kao zaključak ove kratke lekcije želio bih vam dati nekoliko poanti kako da se ta transformacija brže ostvari.
Yesterday, one devotee of Split has confidentially told me, my biggest problem is that I cannot chant properly.
Jučer mi je jedan bakta iz Splita u povjerenju rekao da je njegov najveći problem što ne može pažljivo mantrati.
Yes. I think we all experience this problem at one time or another.
Mislim da svi se susrećemo s tim problemom u jednom ili drugom trenutku.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time it is very difficult to concentrate if our mind is very restless.
Većinom je vrlo teško koncentrirati se ukoliko je naš um nemiran.
So once a devotee asked my spiritual master Prabhupada, how can we control the mind when we chant?
I jednom je jedan bhakta pitao mog duhovnog učitelja Šrila Prabhupada, kako možemo kontrolirati um za vrijeme mantranja?
Do you recognize this as an important issue in your life?
Da li vi to prepoznajete kao važan problem u vašem životu?
It's a very important issue. Dada, yes. Dada. So, the mind can be so uncontrolled like the raging wind. It can come and go.
Um može biti nemiran kao pobješnjeli vjetar, može ići doći.
The devotee asked Prabhupada, is it maybe good to make some breathing exercises to control the mind?
Taj bhakta upitao Šrila Prabhupada, je li možda dobro neke vježbe disanja raditi kako bi se bolje kontrolirao um?
Who of you has experience with breathing exercises?
Tko od vas ima iskustva sa vježbama disanja?
Yeah. We have a few yogis with us.
Imamo nekoliko jogija s nama.
For those who don't have experience with breathing exercises, I wish to just say that breathing has a lot to do with our mind.
Za one koji možda nemaju iskustva sa vježbama disanja, želim reći da je disanje vrlo povezano sa našim umom.
A person, for instance, who's very much in pain, one the doctor will advise him, please breathe in. You would see it do something to you.
Na primjer, neka osoba koja je u velikim bolovima, liječnik joj može savjetovati udahnite duboko i vidjet ćete, to će učiniti nešto.
Or I think we all have experience when we are very agitated, when we are very angry about someone, and we open the window and then breathe a little bit, then our mind mysteriously becomes a little bit more calmer. We have more distance.
Imamo iskustva da kad smo veoma uznemireni ili ljuti u veze nečega, onda znamo otvoriti prozor i duboko udahnuti nekoliko puta i tada nam um postaje smireniji i možemo se na neki način odvojiti.
In yoga you know that the breathing is a bridge from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind and you apply it very consciously.
U jogi je poznato da je disanje spoj između svjesnog i nesvjesnog uma i vi možete tako vrlo svjesno to upotrijebiti.
So this devotee was asking Prabhupada, shouldn't we breathe, do some breathing exercises so that we can chant better?
I tako taj bhakta pitao, zar ne bismo trebali neke vježbe disanja raditi kako bismo bolje mantrali?
Srila Prabhupada, he answered, no, just hear the sound of Krishna's name.
Srila Prabhupada je odgovorio, ne, samo slušajte zvuk svetog imena Krišna.
That is sufficient.
I to je dovoljno.
Srila Prabhupada had so much faith in the potency of the holy name that he did not want his disciples or anyone to divert their attention to any other remedy.
Srila Prabhupada imao toliku vjeru u moć svetog imena Krišne da nije želio svoje učenike ili bilo koga da za strane svoju pažnju na neki drugi lijek.
So while you chant, you should just hear the sound.
I dok mantrate, jednostavno morate samo slušati zvuk.
Dobro večer, Hare Krishna. This is the only thing necessary.
To je jedina potrebna stvar.
Also, when you want to chant properly, you should not really be concerned with the big number of rounds.
Također, ukoliko želite mantrati pravilno, ne biste trebali biti opterećeni velikim brojem krugova.
You should learn to improve the quality, not necessarily the quantity of your pacijenti.
Morate unaprijediti kvalitetu svog mantranja, a ne toliko možda kvalitetu, kvantitetu.
And the quality, what means a good quality?
A što znači dobra kvaliteta?
Dobra quality has, it has an external aspect and an internal aspect.
Dobra kvaliteta mantranja ima unutarnji i vanjski aspekt.
Externally it means that you pronounce the mantra properly.
Izvanjski aspekt znači da pravilno izgovarate mantru.
The sound should be very clear.
Zvuk treba biti vrlo jasan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes, very clear, not just very clear.
Vrlo čisto morate to izgovarati.
Every syllable should be there.
Svaki slog treba biti.
With great accuracy.
Sa velikom pažnjom.
Pažnjom, yes. Now, the internal sign of quality is that your mind is concentrated.
A unutrašnji aspekt mantranja je da je vaš um koncentriran.
When you do the chanting, think of pronouncing the mantra properly and concentrating on the sound. Then you have it.
Kada mantrate, pokušajte pravilno izgovarati mantru i istovremeno se koncentrirati na zvuk. I tada je imate.
Yes. For I think you notice I'm now into practical tips, how to practically make the chanting work. This is where we are in our lecture.
Vjerojatno primjećujete, sada sam na praktičnim savjetima kako unaprijediti mantranje. U ovom trenutku smo tu.
Yes. To improve the quality of your chanting, there is a very, very helpful little tip.
Da biste unaprijedili svoje mantranje, postoji jedan vrlo, vrlo dobar savjet.
Many devotees who live in Dubrovnik don't know about this tip.
I mnogi bhakte koji žive u Dubrovniku ne znaju za taj savjet.
In fact, many congregational members do not really apply this technique.
Zapravo, mnogi kongregacijski članovi ne upotrebljavaju tu tehniku.
You should sometimes chant in the association of good devotees.
Ponekad biste trebali mantrati u društvu dobrih bhakta.
This is such a powerful law.
To je tako snažan zakon.
See, spiritual life is has to do with relationships. Relationship to Krishna and relationship to Krishna's devotees.
Vidite, duhovni život se sastoji od odnosa, odnos s Krishnom i sa njegovim bhaktama.
Krishna himself is a god of relationships. He is not somewhere in the silent nothingness, but he is engaged in loving exchanges with his devotees.
Sam Krishna, on je bog odnosa, on nije negdje daleko u vječnom ništavilu, već je uvijek angažiran u odnosima sa svojim bhaktama.
Spiritual association is a necessity for spiritual life.
Duhovno društvo je neophodno za duhovni život.
In that spiritual association many things come to you as transcendental gifts.
I u tom duhovnom druženju mnoge stvari dolaze kao transcendentalni darovi.
The first thing really is focus. Now this is a difficult English word.
Focus.
Focus, yes.
Prije svega dolazi usmjerenost.
Not fokusirati. Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
Usmjerenost.
Yeah. You can say when you have the rays of the sun,
kada imate zrake sunca,
and you put them before a lupa,
i kada one padnu na lupu,
the rays become focused, very concentrated and powerful.
Da. I tada te zrake postaju usmjerene na jednu točku i vrlo moćne.
Yes. So this focusing happens in the association of good devotees.
I ta usmjerenost može se razviti u društvu dobrih bhakta.
Sometimes it's almost painful to have association with good devotees in the beginning because we are so everywhere.
U početku može biti čak i bolno to društvo dobrih bhakta jer naš um je svugdje.
But then all of a sudden we feel we become concentrated, we focused.
I, ali nakon nekog vremena mi vidimo kako postajemo sve više i više usmjereni.
Why is this so?
Zašto se to događa?
Because the devotees have the genuine desire to please Krishna.
Zato što bhakti imaju iskrenu želju da zadovolje Krishnu.
Therefore, my dear devotees of Dubrovnik, please visit us at the summer camp in Premantura.
I stoga, dragi bhakte u Dubrovniku, molim vas, posjetite nas na našem ljetnom kampu u Premanturi.
There is also here's the Adria, there's also the Adria.
Tu je Jadransko more i tamo Jadransko more.
But there is the association of very many devotees.
Ali tamo postoji društvo mnogo dobrih bhakta.
So sometimes we should come together in Dubrovnik and just have a japa evening.
A ponekad možete se okupiti u Dubrovniku i jednostavno imati japa večer.
I think next time when I come, we should make a japa workshop in Dubrovnik.
Mislim da idući put kad dođem, trebali bismo napraviti japa radionicu.
It will be bhakti yoga and practice.
To će biti bhakti yoga praktično.
Yes. So association of devotees is very helpful to increase your chanting of the holy name.
I tako društvo bhakta je vrlo korisno da unaprijedite mantranje svetog imena.
But sometimes the exact
koliko uvijek sumnjate da se Krishna doista može pojaviti u svom svetom imenu, on se neće pojaviti.
You should develop something like an expectant psychology. Expectant?
Morate, yes, from expectation.
Yes.
Morate razviti svojevrsnu psihologiju očekivanja, iščekivanja.
Like the young mother knows, I can have a child.
Kao što mlada majka zna, trudnica zna, ja ću dobiti dijete, ona će doći.
I will be a little patient.
Biću malo strpljiva.
It's becoming. It's coming.
Postaje sve veće.
One day it will come.
Jednog dana doći će.
The devotee needs to be confident. Like
I tako bhakta mora imati uvjerenje.
Krishna will appear in my life.
Krishna će se pojaviti u mom životu.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Divno, zar ne?
Yes. All right, I want today to give more time than yesterday for questions and answers.
Danas bih želio ostaviti više vremena za pitanja i odgovore nego jučer.
I know that tomorrow we will have a public program and we will all think how to make it as comfortable for our guests.
Znam da sutra imamo javni program i svi ćemo se potruditi da što bude što udobniji za goste.
Tomorrow I will be in the radio in Dubrovnik and I will invite every single person of Dubrovnik to come to the program.
Sutra ujutro sam na radio u Dubrovniku i pozvat ću svaku osobu u Dubrovniku da dođe na program.
Please come.
Molim vas, dođite.
So there will be, so we can't spend so much time tomorrow in personal things.
Stoga ne možemo toliko vremena sutra posvetiti nekim osobnim stvarima.
So I thought today we should have ample opportunity for questions and answers.
I stoga bi danas trebali imati tu dobru priliku za pitanja i odgovore.
You can ask on the subject which we have done, discuss today, the holy name, or any other subject which is of spiritual subject which is of interest for you.
Možete postaviti pitanje vezano uz ovu lekciju koju smo sam danas prezentirao ili uz bilo koju drugu duhovnu temu.
One thing which I wanted to say is yesterday we were a little exhausted, but staying only one day here, we feel so full of energy from the good air.
Želio bih reći, jučer, budući da smo tek došli, osjećali smo se pomalo istrpljeni, ali već danas zbog dobrog zraka osjećamo se puni energije.
If you eat healthily and breathe properly, you can be very healthy here.
Ukoliko se dobro hranite i pravilno dišete, možete ovdje biti vrlo zdravi.
Yes, offer your food so that it's spiritual food and breathe Krishna in the form of the wonderful air. This will be good. Eat him and breathe him.
Ponudite hranu Krišni i na taj način jedite transcendentalne objede i dišite Krišnu u obliku zraka i tako na taj način jedite ga i dišite ga.
You will be very healthy.
I bit ćete vrlo zdravi.
Dobro. So please Yes.
How can you know when is the best class to go alone somewhere to chant or chant in the association?
What breath?
Kako znamo kad je najbolje danas otići mantrati u šumu, negdje sami, ili kad smo u društvu vlade?
The association of devotees is always very helpful when you start to become a little dry.
Društvo bhakta je uvijek korisno kada osjećate da mantranje postaje pomalo suho.
At that time you will feel you don't have so much taste for chanting.
U tim trenucima osjećate da nemate previše ukusa za mantranje.
And simultaneously you feel an increase of material desires.
A istovremeno osjetit ćete povećavanje materijalnih želja.
At that time it is very helpful to come into the association of devotees.
U takvim trenucima vrlo je korisno doći u društvo bhakta.
And to chant with them.
I mantrati s njima.
Now if you can't do this, say you live in Dubrovnik and then what you could do is you could listen to put a tape of Srila Prabhupada where he chants with other devotees so that it's in the background.
No, ukoliko ste negde u situaciji kada nemate društvo bhakta, ponekad u Dubrovniku je tako, onda možete uzeti kazetu gdje Srila Prabhupada mantra zajedno sa bhaktama i staviti u pozadinu da se.
Or you could phone a good devotee friend.
Ili možete nazvati, telefonirati nekom dobrom bhakti prijatelju.
And ask what are the spiritual news.
I pitati ga koje su duhovne novosti.
Not the scandals.
Ne skandali.
The spiritual news.
Yeah. Duhovne novosti.
Yeah, that will give you also some. A different heartbeat of the heartbeat of inspiration.
I to će vam dati druge otkucaje srca. To će biti otkucaje srca puni inspiracije.
So when you become dry, that means when you lose your taste and become restless, then the association is very good.
Kada izgubite ukus, kada vam mantranje postane suho i postanete nemirni, tada je društvo bhakta vrlo korisno.
But see, sometimes when you have taste, you will also notice. Oh, you want to be a little contemplative, I think it's called.
No ponekad kad imate ukus za mantranje, onda možete osjetiti želju da budete malo kontemplativni.
By spiritual life you will find out that you are very sensitive.
Kroz duhovni život osjetit ćete da ste vrlo senzitivni, osjetljivi.
You can perceive things quicker and you are sometimes also feel the need to be a little bit for yourself.
Tada možete percipirati stvari brže i osjetite da želite biti malo sami sa sobom.
At that time so many people can be a disturbance, even if they are devotees.
I tada mnoštvo ljudi može biti od uznemirenja, čak i ako su bhakte.
Then it's time to go into your cave.
I tada je vrijeme da odete u svoju pećinu.
Pećina. Tomorrow you will see two pećinas of the yogis in the Himalaya.
Sutra ćete imati prilike vidjeti dvije pećine na Himalajama u kojima žive jogi.
Thank you. Other question.
During chanting, of which importance is the posture of if we're sitting or walking, standing, or something like that? Mm-hmm. Which importance is our posture?
The best thing really is to sit in an upright position.
Najbolja stvar je da sjedimo uspravno.
Your spine should be straight.
Vaša kralježnica bi trebala biti uspravna.
It is easier to concentrate.
I tada se lakše koncentrira.
Prabhupada used to sometimes correct his devotees who were
ponekad Prabhupada ispravljao svoje učenike koji su se pogrbili.
He would say, sit properly, he would say.
On bi rekao, sjedite pravilno.
Yes, that is the best.
To je najbolje.
It is described that sitting in an upright position invokes the mode of goodness, where spiritual practice is very easy.
Rečeno je da sjedenje u uspravnom položaju priziva gunu vrline koja je vrlo povoljna za duhovnu praksu.
Walk, when you walk, that invokes the mode of passion, which is not so good for spiritual development.
Kada hodate, to priziva gunu strasti koja nije toliko povoljna za duhovnu napredak.
And when you lie down, oops.
I ukoliko legnete,
that is the mode of ignorance, je, which is very bad.
To je guna neznanja, odlika neznanja koja je vrlo loša.
Best is you can sit.
I najbolje da sjedite.
But maybe by sitting your circulation becomes slow, and then it's good to sometimes walk up and down, but don't make it a walking exercise.
Možda ako duže sjedite, onda vam se cirkulacija uspori, potrebno je da malo prošetate, ali nemojte da to postane vježba šetanja.
Once I saw a member of our society who was chanting like a boxer.
Jednom sam vidio člana našeg društva kako mantra kao boksač.
And I was asking him, this is very unusual, I said. I've never seen a spiritual person boxing.
Ja sam ga pitao, ovo je vrlo neobično, nikad nisam vidio duhovnu osobu kako boksa.
And he said to me, you don't know.
On je rekao, ti ne znaš.
In this world we always have an enemy.
U ovom svijetu uvijek imamo neprijatelje.
The uncontrolled mind.
Nekontrolirani um.
But this is glupost.
Ali to je glupost.
The mind becomes controlled if we concentrate it, if we capture it and concentrate.
Um postaje kontroliran ukoliko ga uhvatimo i koncentriramo se.
His chanting was a mixture of the mode of passion and ignorance.
Njegovo mantranje bilo je mješavina odlike strasti i neznanja.
Best is to sit peacefully.
Najbolje je sjediti mirno.
And there is even something which is very, very interesting.
I postoji još nešto što je vrlo zanimljivo.
When you chant, try to always sit at the same place.
Dok mantrate, pokušajte uvijek sjediti na istom mjestu.
A certain spiritual energy field will be built up around this place.
Određeno energetsko duhovno polje će se stvoriti oko tog mjesta.
In spiritual circles in India people know that to perform bhajan or any spiritual activities they just always sit at the same place.
U Indiji u duhovnim krugovima znaju da bhajan treba obavljati uvijek sjedeći na istom položaju, na istom mjestu.
It is called baitak.
To se naziva baitak.
And then in India you will find, in Vrindavan for instance, you will find many such sitting places of saints who have long left the planet, but whose energy is still in the air. At these places.
I u Vrindavanu postoje mnoga takva mjesta na kojima su mantrale davno velike svete osobe koje su već napustile planetu, ali na tim mjestima i dalje se osjeća duhovna energija u zraku.
When you come there, you enter the energy field of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Baitak, Maravinda Puri, Vallabhacharya, who is a full.
Kad dođete na ta mjesta, možete doći na mjesta na kojima su mantrali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri, Vallabhacharya.
Yes, yes. In Vrindavan I have also few trees under which I always sit.
I u Vrindavanu također imam nekoliko drva pod kojima uvijek mantram.
The snakes know me.
Zmije me već poznaju.
The parrots know me, the peacocks.
Papagaji, paunovi.
And also the saints who live there.
A također i svete osobe koje tamo žive.
Yeah. But also in Dubrovnik you can have your sitting, your baitak. Yes.
Ali također i u Dubrovniku možete imati svoj bajtag.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, please.
Pitala bih, kakav je odnos u duhovnom svijetu? Da li je ljubav usmjerena isključivo prema Krišni ili se ona odnosi na druge duše koje se nalaze u duhovnom svijetu? I da li su sve materijalne vezanosti, te odnosi u materijalnom univerzumu isključivo negativni, mislim, u smislu da se uvijek odnose na požudu i tako?
In that spiritual sky, the love is projected only to Krishna, or there are some loving exchanges between
devotees
and personalities in spiritual sky. And the other part of the question is that the all the relationships in this material world are can be considered lost, only lost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you very much for the nice question. In the spiritual world, Krishna is at the center of all relationship, but that doesn't mean that there are no relationship between the devotees.
U duhovnom svijetu, u središtu svih odnosa je Krishna, ali to ne znači da ne postoje odnosi između bhakta.
These devotees, for instance, they are devotee friendships in the spiritual world.
Postoje prijateljstva između bhakta u duhovnom svijetu.
Srimati Radharani, for instance, has a whole group of servants who serve her and who have a very loving relationship.
Na primjer, Srimati Radharani ima čitavu grupu prijateljica koje služe i s kojima ona ima vrlo vrlo intiman ljubavni odnos.
They consider Srimati Radharani her their life's force.
Sve te pratilje smatraju Srimati Radharani svojom životnom silom.
Or there are cowherd boys who are always found together.
Ili postoje dječati pastiri koji se uvijek mogu naći zajedno.
Sudam and Shridam, and they have these personalities have their palaces, and in the palaces there are all the friends who have different rooms and who have different exchanges.
I u duhovnom svijetu postoje osobe koje imaju svoje palače, prebivališta, i u tim palačama postoje njihovi prijatelji, oni imaju razne odnose.
But pervading all of this is the intimate friendship to Krishna.
Ali ono što prožima sve,
intimate relationship to Krishna.
Ali ono što prožima sve u duhovnom svijetu je intimni odnos s Krishnom.
This Krishna consciousness, you can say, gives life to the other relationships.
Ta svjesnost Krishne daje život svim odnosima.
The same thing can be found in this world.
I slična stvar može se naći u ovom svijetu.
If you can find a real spiritual friends, they will encourage you in your relationship with Krishna.
Ukoliko možete pronaći duhovne prijatelje, oni će vas uvijek ohrabrivati u vašem odnosu s Krishnom.
There are great acharyas who say Ramachandra Sangamore Narottamadas, that I desire Narottam says I desire the association of my friend Ramachandra.
Tako i veliki acharya u našoj tradiciji Narottam Das Thakur kaže ja žudim za društvom svog prijatelja Ramachandre.
Krishna even says that you cannot directly make a relationship with him. He says he who says he is my directly my devotee is not my devotee.
Krishna sam kaže da onaj tko kaže da je direktno moj bhakta, on nije moj bhakta.
He says, but he who says he is a devotee of my devotees, he is my devotee.
Već onaj tko kaže da je bhakta mog bhakte, on je doista moj bhakta.
Now, but there are also other relationships in the world where there is where Krishna is not in the center.
No postoje no postoje i u ovom materijalnom svijetu i odnosi u kojima Krishna nije u središtu pozornosti.
Dobro došli. Most of the relationships in this world are like this.
I većina odnosa u ovom svijetu su upravo takvi.
And whenever Krishna is not in the center, really at that time the factor lust comes to a greater or smaller degree there.
I kad god Krishna nije u središtu odnosa, tada se požuda javlja u većem ili u manjem stupnju.
See, the, lust does not only mean physical lust.
Vidite, požuda ne znači uvijek samo fizička požuda.
It means just some type of selfishness.
Može značiti samo neku vrstu sebičnosti.
All relationships which do not have God in it have this taint of selfishness.
Svi odnosi koji nemaju u središtu Boga su zapravo imaju određenu primjesu sebičnosti.
Only very few exemptions are there.
I postoje vrlo vrlo rijetke, samo vrlo rijetke iznimke.
This is so because see, the original thing is love to Krishna. That's the original nature of the soul.
To je zbog toga što je izvorna priroda duše ljubav prema Bogu.
Now when you take Krishna away, something happens to this love.
I kada oduzmete Krishnu od tog odnosa, nešto se događa s tom ljubavlju.
It's almost like milk, and if something happens to this, it becomes yogurt. It's no longer milk.
I to je kao kad imate mlijeko i nešto se dogodi i ono se pretvori u jogurt, ali to više nije mlijeko.
Yeah. So that love which is not connected with Krishna has this yogurt quality, this selfishness.
I ti odnosi u materijalnom svijetu imaju tu odliku jogurta, sebičnosti.
I think we all have made our experiences.
Mislim da smo svi imali svoje iskustva.
Either in this life or in previous lives.
Ili bilo u ovom ili prošlim životima.
Srila Prabhupada wanted our devotees to have relationships with Krishna in the center.
Srila Prabhupada je želio da bhakte imaju odnose sa Krishnom u središtu.
He gave us once an example which I want to draw for you, but I don't, who has a pen?
Ima li netko kemijsku? Htio bi vam nacrtati neki primjer.
Oh, this is a beautiful pen.
Ovo je divno.
He said like this. Then you have a lake and you throw different stones in there, all the stones will make the concentric circle.
Kada imate jezero i ubacite mnogo kamenčića u njega, onda će svaki kamenčić praviti svoje koncentrične krugove koji se šire od njega.
This is what happens when different people come together. They will have their circles of self-interest.
Kada se ljudi zajedno sretnu, oni imaju svoje krugove samo interesa.
And after some time they will overlap.
I nakon nekog vremena ti krugovi počet će se preklapati.
And there will be disturbance.
I doći će do uznemirenja.
A little while ago some people wanted to have Dubrovnik.
Nedavno neki ljudi su htjeli posjedovati Dubrovnik.
Because so nice to Plivan je here.
Jer ovdje Plivan je tako lijepo.
So then some overlapping of circles happened.
I tako se dogodilo neko preklapanje krugova.
In a family you feel if you can see this.
I također i u obitelji to možemo vidjeti.
In relationships.
U odnosima.
You can be with friends, but at some time they want to have the same, they want to have your car and you want to have your car and something happens.
I tako i s prijateljima, oni ponekad žele posuditi vaš auto, ali vama treba i tako se dogodi.
So there's always quarrel in human society because of this self-centered circle.
I tako uvijek postoje svađe u ljudskom društvu zbog tih samo interesa, tih krugova samo interesa.
You cannot avoid it. Now it's even on the video.
Vi to ne možete izbjeći, sad se čak i na video javlja. Aha, evo na video.
What is the solution?
I koje je rješenje?
Ono momenta. If you batate all the stones in one center,
ako batate sve kamenje u jednu točku,
you can batate so many.
Možete i mnogo batati.
Yes. But there will only be these concentric circles.
Ali koncentrični krugovi će uvijek biti isti.
Now it's not on the video.
Nema na video.
But I wish to tell you this is this sounds very logical when you see it.
Ali želim vam reći da to vrlo logično izgleda kada vidite.
It also works very nice.
I vrlo lijepo funkcionira.
But people are so complicated.
Ali ljudi su tako komplicirani.
That it's not always easy. This is a good model to work for, to strive for.
Da to nije baš uvijek tako lako. Ovo je dobar model prema kojem treba težiti.
We try to always use it in our temple communities.
Mi to nastojimo upotrijebiti u našim hramskim zajednicama.
But it does not always work so fine as it is on the paper.
Ali ne funkcionira uvijek tako lijepo kao što je na papiru.
Because it's very difficult to put Krishna in the center. It means you almost have to be a selfless servant of Krishna.
Zato što je vrlo teško staviti Krishnu u središte svojih interesa, to trebate postati gotovo nesebični sluga.
When we drove here today, we made in our car at a philosophical discussion party.
Kada smo ovamo dolazili, u auto smo imali jednu filozofsku diskusiju.
We thought today is Ekadasi.
Rekli smo danas je Ekadasi.
Today we will give up everything which is not good for Krishna.
I danas ćemo ostaviti sve što nije dobro za Krishnu.
And we were reading from a book.
I čitali smo iz knjige.
What we must do.
Što moramo činiti.
We all felt,
oh,
these are high ideals.
Ovo su tako visoki ideali.
But we also thought, let us start as much as we can to put Krishna into our lives.
Ali mislili smo, hajde da pokušamo što više možemo staviti Krishnu u središte svog života.
And then communities can be very strong.
I tada zajednice mogu biti vrlo snažne.
In fact, your interest can help another person's interest because the waves get stronger if you have one center.
I tada interes,
you know, your energy can your energy can help the other person's energy if you have one center.
I vaša energija može pomoći energiji druge osobe ukoliko imate isto središte.
You need to also find people in your life who can agree on this principle.
I također morate pronaći ljude u svom životu koji se slažu oko tog principa.
Most people agree on this principle.
Većina ljudi se slaže s ovim principom.
And suffer.
I pate.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Yes, please. Gospodin.
Kako je snaga drugih petih imena, drugih mantri, na primjer, drugih religija, u kršćanstvu, kad se izgovara ime Isusa, ili u islamu, Allaha, ili Bude, Brahme, Višnu, Šiva, kak su ti ljudi
kakva je moć tih imena?
Koliko stvari mogu promijeniti? Transformirati?
What is the potency of other names of Lord, like in other religious
terms, Jesus, Buddha.
Allah, Buddha, and what is the possibility of transformation for these people who chant these names?
It is very great.
Vrlo je velika šansa.
And it has been seen that many people who do dobrodošli, who Hare Krishna, oh, very Janaka Maharaj has come, and Madayanti.
Janaka and Madayanti has come.
Yeah. Meeting the friends.
Susret prijateljima.
Yes, let us answer the
question.
See, the power is very great also in other traditions.
Snaga također postoji u drugim tim tradicijama.
I have heard about an old Christian tradition where once a year a priest in Jerusalem would come out of the temple and then call the name of the Lord.
Čuo sam za jednu drevnu kršćansku tradiciju u kojem bi jednom godišnje svećenik izašao iz hrama u Jeruzalemu i zazvao ime Gospodina.
There were thousands of people.
I bilo bi tisuće ljudi.
He would come